past, what happened before. What's on the breeze is a little bit of the future. So I think they have an expanded sense of the present a little bit, or at least it's a little different than our sense of what's happening right now.
I better understand.
We are going to interrupt this programming because we have been feeling the shakes here in Northwest Washington. We're getting a lot of calls about what's going on here. Here's Mark Seagraves. What have you learned, Mark?
Well, Richard, we just felt it. Our whole building just shook here in Northwest Washington on Wisconsin Avenue. But the phones have been ringing off the hook. I just took a call from a gentleman in Manassas, a woman in College Park, and someone else in Loudoun. All of them say they felt the earth move in the areas where they are right now. So this is clearly nobody's imagination. And it's clearly spread far and wide in our listening area, definitely from Manassas all the way to College Park, Maryland.
Well, the desk and the console here in the studio were rumbling a little bit and moving, and the white mics were swinging a bit, too.
They sure were, and I'll tell you, it brought everybody out of their offices, and our phones, as I said, are ringing off the hook from listeners, and so it is not your imagination. We definitely experienced something that seems to be an earthquake.
All right, we'll be on that story and trying to get confirmation about what really happened.
Kodak wants to send you back to school feeling smarter even before the first bell rings. And with the Swap for Savings event from Kodak and Best Buy, you'll feel very smart. How? It's simple. Trade in your old inkjet printer and you'll save $50 off any new Kodak ESP all-in-one printer. And that's on top of current in-store discounts. So you'll be able to print, copy, and scan anything from book reports and term papers to your favorite images of the school year. And here's the part where you'll feel even smarter. The savings continue every time you print, because only Kodak offers the lowest total ink replacement cost. Start the new school year off right with a smart move. Bring your old printer into Best Buy and start saving today with Kodak. Or for more details, visit bestbuy.com/swap. Valid through Saturday, August 27, 2011. Offer in-store only. Discount cannot be applied to previous purchases. Lowest ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
We are trying to track down what it is we felt here in Northwest Washington and apparently a lot of other places. Neil Augenstein, what are you learning?
Well, we are just starting to learn what has been happening. We've gotten hundreds of phone calls from people in Arlington, in College Park, in Manassas, all over, people who felt as we felt here in the newsroom, at least what seemed like a half a minute of a rolling, loud. It certainly felt like an earthquake. We're trying to confirm exactly what it is. There are some reports that it has been an earthquake.
Yes, we are getting reports now that it's a 5.8 magnitude that apparently had its epicenter in Mineral, Virginia. Now, this strikes Mineral, Virginia, but we also are learning that we're getting reports that the Pentagon is being evacuated after the possible earthquake, and the U.S. Capitol also being evacuated after the building was shaking there. So we don't have any confirmation yet from the U.S. Geological Survey. But we are getting a lot of witness reports. People as far away actually as New York, we're getting some reports that it has been felt as far away as New York. But the word is it was indeed an earthquake that was felt here about 3 minutes ago. And again, the Pentagon and the Capitol building are being evacuated. But so far, no reports of any injury or damage. But this is the hot story we are on top of right now, and we are trying to get more confirmation about it. But what we know as of the moment, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake in Mineral, Virginia, but being felt all around the Washington, D.C. area. It's 158.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8s.
Down to earth when it stops moving on the outbound lanes of Interstate 66. Roadwork after Route 7 blocking the right lane of 2, and then westbound before you get to 123, the crash blocking the right lane of 4, and then a more serious crash between Centerville and Manassas westbound I-66 blocking blocking the right half of the roadway. Traffic on 66 before Manassas getting by with delays to the center and to the left. Inner loop of the Beltway between I-66 and Route 7. The work zone in the right lane, that is the only incident reported around the Capitol Beltway. And yes, we have been getting calls here in the traffic center as well as in the WTOP newsroom from listeners as far away as Ocean City. And the initial indications put the center of the earthquake at a point about 9 miles from Mineral, Virginia. I'm Bob Marburg, WTOP Traffic.
A gorgeous day once again with lots of sunshine, a few high clouds, temperatures in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Clear and cool tonight in the mid 50s to low 60s, sunshine Wednesday in the mid 80s. Thursday, the humidity comes back, highs climb to near 90 degrees, and there's a chance for a few showers and storms during the afternoon. Weather updated around the clock on WTOP Radio. I'm ABC7's Chris Snail.
And right now our temperature outside the glass enclosed nerve center, 76 degrees.
This is WTOP News, Traffic, Weather, On Air, Online, Mobile, WTOP-FM Washington, WTOP-FM Braddock Heights, Frederick, WWWTFM Manassas, Fredericksburg, worldwide on WTOP.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up,
breaking news, literally, the Washington area and many other parts of the East Coast shake. It was an earthquake measuring 5.8 with epicenter at Mineral, Virginia.
Do stay with WTOP for continuing coverage this afternoon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 100 points.
Now, could Hurricane Irene postpone the Martin Luther King Memorial dedication this weekend? We'll talk to the Weather Service about the storm's latest track.
WTOP News Time, 2 o'clock.